You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with the CCIM voice. Today we've got Augustine Duarte here with us. Augustine's been a practitioner since, like, 1991, right?
That's right.
All right, and he does self-investment, he does development, but his specialty is the rollout of restaurants. Welcome to the show, Augustine.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, now, Augustine, first of all, how has the CCIM impacted your business that you've been doing? Were you originally real estate, out of school, real estate guy?
No, my segue into the business was financing, mortgages, insurance, and I was out of the business for probably about 10 years. And then when I came back in, I decided to get into commercial via business brokerage, primarily restaurants, cash flowing businesses, et cetera. So I thought CCIM would be a perfect way to open up a real vast and an expert network, if you will. And that's kind of my niche, and it's what I'm specializing in. And so far, CCIM has been, really beginning to open a lot of doors for me. So
you're basically your own brand, and then you teamed up with CCIM to enhance your personal brand.
Well, I'm with RE/MAX.
Okay.
I'm with RE/MAX,
okay.
And then CCIM. RE/MAX is primarily residential, but there's a couple commercial guys there. They've given us all the support. And as a matter of fact, two CCIMs within that South Miami office.
So. Oh, wow. That's absolutely terrific. So then really it has helped you stand apart and truly build your business.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Okay. So you talked about restaurants and rollouts. What's one of your bigger clients?
Sure. One of my best clients right now is Girafas. This is a huge brand based out of Brazil, really poised and positioned to make a presence here throughout the United States, but obviously beginning in South Florida. These guys have a fantastic, fantastic product, and they've acquired some real professional management. Guys at the helm are really people that will drive this business and really reconfiguring the brand, and I'm very excited about it. We have just taken up a group to actually develop and put up about 10 stores throughout the west coast of Florida and some non-traditional venues, and it's exciting.
Wow, that really – what do you consider a non-traditional venue?
Sure. Non-traditionals are stadiums, hospitals,
ooh,
universities, sometimes food courts, malls, things of that nature. But it's non-traditional, I guess, by definition, because it's once you're in there, it's captive. So the brand awareness that you can potentially get from one of those venues is like nothing else. There's no advertising dollars that can really get you that many touch and feel. And so I think it's a strategic and intelligent way to grow that brand.
Not
here
like
locally.
A freestanding triple net thing. It's not in line. It's
right.
Inside a specific building. I think the people that are in a hospital that are, a captured audience are going to want to do that. Now,
sure.
What are a couple of the other concepts you're representing right now?
Well, right now we have represented other concepts, but I'm really on the restaurant side representing Girafas. I have a good amount of business brokerage, usually things that have multiple units or at least a certain cash flow, I'd say at least $1 million cash flow a year, so that there's some meat to the business and kind of some infrastructure, which is something that I think is a lot sellable, a lot more sellable than maybe a one store or one business type, one unit type.
Well, a lot of the folks that listen to the show are investors. They invest in stocks.
Sure.
They invest in bonds. They invest in real estate. You invest in real estate.
Sure.
Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the real estate investments that you have and that you've done and how that impacts your ability to help your clients do good business deals?
Sure. Well, I think right now, especially with some of the trends and things that are going on with foreign markets, it's a really interesting time because what you do have is you have groups coming in here where they'd like to collateralize maybe their investments via real estate. So I think things that capitalize really capture, if you will, that sense of security where it's not as speculative. If there's some kind of cash flow, there's always a way to make that better, whether it's value add, growing a piece, splitting things up. But there's a cash flowing component to it where it kind of makes some sense. In particular, one of the things that we're looking at now is EB-5, which I think is a very strategic way to raise capital.
Mm-hmm.
It makes some sense because obviously you have job creation. And in addition to that, you definitely have larger maybe REITs or institutions that can buy into that and parlay it. So I'm excited about that as well.
Well, you have a really interesting perspective on commercial real estate, seeing as that you focus on the the restaurants in both traditional and non-traditional locations. What do you see for real estate going forward? And I kind of like you to talk about it two different ways, because you brought it up, not me. Well, you're talking about these non-traditional locations.
Right.
That would be people that are going to these high-density urban core locations.
Right.
And then also you've got clients that I would have to believe would also want to go out into a standard historic triple net outparcel type of a situation. How do you see the two of those balancing out going forward?
Well, I think there's, you know, if you're really going to build something, you have to kind of do it both ways. Okay, and I think the non-traditional serves a very specific purpose because you are front and center in the middle of a venue, whether it's a hospital or it's a game or a stadium, whatever the case may be. So it's important to have that type of platform. You also need the traditional platform, whether it's inline or end caps or things of that nature, so that, you know, the regular consumer can kind of see it. And that's, I think a good mix of those two is how you really build something, whether it's restaurants or any other business for that matter. And obviously I think the contrast is that the non-traditional is always tighter, it's smaller, and you're kind of operating and sharing maybe, you know, your food space or your customer space, where the traditional is more, it's just you and it's not about your neighbor, and you know, you can get a better cost per square footage, but you probably won't have the same amount of traffic. So I think the best way is to have a decent mix and roll things out and not be afraid to scale it back and maybe change your platform a bit.
Now, we've only got about a minute or so left, so I wanted to give some contact information for you, Augustin. If people want to get a hold of you,
sure,
how do they find you on either like a website or internet address or cell phone? But please, go slowly, because a number of people that listen to this show are New York Jets fans.
Oh, boy. So my cell phone, which doesn't stop.
Thank goodness.
That's a good thing. It's 305-450-5992. My webpage address is www.magiccityinvestmentsplural.com.
Okay, that cell phone again was 305-450-5992. So with only a few seconds left now, what's a real good takeaway that you can give folks about the CCIM,
sure,
and investing in restaurants?
Well, I think the CCIM is something that I would really encourage any real estate practitioner to, at the very least, take a class or two in, even if they don't go, you know, the full six courses, because it's four and then two. But I really think it gives you, one, an insight to the way that everyone should handle their real estate business. I really do. And I think the most important thing is a network. The quality of person that I have met in the CCIM in a very short period, because I just got my pin in March, is second to none. I think it's something that that really everyone should.
Okay, well, Frank decided to call in at the end and blow the whole time frame. Frank, you can only got time to say hello now.
Hello.
Okay, goodbye, Frank. No, I'm kidding. Say hi and tell us what you got on your mind, Frankie.
Hi, great. Augustin, I hope it's been a great session for you. I want to remind everyone that we have October 16th, a joint event with FIU. It's a networking event for professionals, and basically CCIM is having a mentoring program developed for FIU students, and that's October 16th at American Social at 6 p.m. In Brickell, and we hope to see you all there. Jim, you're invited too. Augustin, yourself.
Oh, listen, man, send us the email. And next time you've got all this stuff coming up, Frank, send me an email so we can do your dirty work for you on the air.
Absolutely. I've just forwarded to you, and you're more than welcome to post it on your site and make sure everybody gets invited.
Okay, we're going to do that. Augustin was great. You got to find somebody better next month. I don't know how you're going to do it, Frank.
we keep getting better and better.
Yeah, you do. You do. I want to thank Frank. I want to thank Augustin. I want to thank the CCIMs here locally and the CCIM Institute. And I got to just say one thing right here. AC, it's yours.